We welcome on to the call from his office and not on the practice field today, the head coach of the Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Jim.
What's up, Rob? How we doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team. Certainly an impressive road win on Saturday against you, Albany, 16-14. As you've gone and looked back at the tape, what impressed you with the way your guys played?
Yeah, I think it's the finish probably that you recognize. You know, it was a interesting ball game, and we were very concerned. You know, anytime you got to go on the road in this conference particularly, and particularly three times in a row going down to Albany, however you guys did that to us. But, you know, the game was going to be hard fought. I, you know, challenged our, you know, defensive and offensive line, saying I thought the game would really be won up front. And I think that we established ourselves in that area. I didn't think we operated extremely well on the perimeter offensively, you know, did some things that were not as sharp as they were the week before. But, you know, that's credit to Greg and his crew on defense as well. But defensively and special teams is really where we are, we're able to put together the win. And in this game, if you can get two out of the three phases, and I think you got a shot. And defensively, we hung in there the entire time. Right down to a, you know, fourth down stop, you know, having to blitz and get undercover on the back, you know, otherwise it could have gone the other way that easy. And obviously big field goal for us, and also the punt return for a touchdown. I mean, really it's 9 points on special teams, and we missed one. I tried a longer one that we didn't operate cleanly. And then obviously there were some errors at the beginning of the game for us. They blocked our first PAT, and we were, you know, we were chasing that point quite a bit all the way through the game, and it really could have been the difference. So overall, I was just pleased about the victory. Got out of there with the W, and, you know, there's still many areas that we can improve upon.
Your first question this morning from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
You know, Coach, fall 2019 with all those close games, how much do you feel like they have played into readying the team for, you know, like the overtime win in the spring and now with the win this past week?
None. You know, I just think that we're in an entirely different space as a football program. I mean, that was, you know, each and every year is individual. 2019 seems like eons ago for all of us. You know, even looking back at Brown tape in 2019, it's just like, you know, we can't even believe it's been that long. It's been 700 days or something like that since we played those cats. So, you know, those trials and those tribulations, I think that there's maybe some programmatic things you can grow from. But as this team is concerned, I think it all starts in 2021. And since we've been together in 2021, we've been able to flip that script. And, you know, 4-1 since we started the year.
Jim, I want to dive a little deeper on the defense. Obviously, 5 sacks, as you touched on, 10 tackles for loss. And Wesley Neal, the guy in the middle of a lot of that, 5 of them on his own. Just talk about his performance and what he was able to do up front.
You know, it's hard, you know, during the course of a game to identify a guy that's really having that kind of a monster game, because we play a lot of people up front. But, you know, he's a talented player, and you know, we did a really good job, I thought, defensively changing things up. You know, there was a very, very good communication on that defensive staff. They were one step ahead. I think they had a very good, you know, plan going in. And, you know, each kid had an opportunity to impact the game. And when you start looking at that number of, you know, negative yardage plays, it certainly, you know, it certainly makes things hard on their offense, which was, you know, very formidable going into the game. You know, they have plenty of weapons that we were concerned about. But Wesley's a, you know, a kid who's still, I guess, technically a true freshman, you know, although he played in the spring. And, you know, a very talented kid that we were able to pick up late in recruiting, and got a great attitude. He's got great spirit, and you know, really look for big things as he goes forward. And along with his other boys who played D-line with him, they did a nice job.
You talked about those adjustments. I think Albany finished with like 215 yards in the game, and 90 of them came on that opening drive. And I think he had 6 straight 3-and-outs after that. What was the biggest adjustment you made on your sideline to be able to make some changes, or what were the changes to slow them down?
You know, I think, you know, we didn't really make any wholesale changes. I think when you look at, you know, we gave up a big play. I mean, you know, the guy got a slug hole on us and tipped the field on us, and then they were able to finish it off, you know, and And, you know, it really becomes a question of being within the structure of the defense. We might not have done that as well as we did it in the next successive drives, but, you know, I think it was 6 or 7 straight 3-and-outs, and those guys were really locked in and were able to handle different calls and different coverages. So when you're able to mix it up and you're able to execute and be in the right spot, gives you an opportunity to be pretty salty, and our kids played extremely hard.
And you touched on the big special teams play by Kobe. How big of a momentum change at that time getting that big punt return for a touchdown?
Well, it was the big decision was whether we were going to let him go back out there. You know, he had limited practice. He had some things happen during the course of the week and missed some practice time. But, you know, he ended up dropping the first punt, but got it back, thank God, because it would have been an equally, you know, big time, you know, momentum changer. But he knew he messed up, and what we always talk about is, you know, once you do make mistakes, which will happen, you owe the team something back. And, you know, I thought that, you know, he caught it clean. I thought our guys would, you know, we worked very hard on that component of special teams. Kids were in good position, but I mean, his little spin move, and it really, really, you know, started the return and then was able to weave his way through. I think that the blocking was good up front, but it was really an individual decision on his part. And then, you know, dream come true to get him into the end zone.
Let's touch a little bit on the offense. I know that the numbers weren't as good as they've been in some past games. Kasim had a little different game, efficient, certainly, you know, offensively, and 147 passes. He also ran it 14 times, a little more than he's running for you. How did you feel like he played?
Yeah, I thought he played well. I think that we missed some throws by inches. You know, it is a game of inches eventually. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we had good protection. You know, that was not an issue at times, you know, that, you know, we just didn't get the ball really accurately where it needed to be and probably forced one or two balls. The interception was probably forced trying to get it into the end zone. But, you know, bottom line is I think he played well enough, you know, well enough to manage a game. You know, everybody on offense was disappointed, you know, and because, you know, they had set a very high expectation for themselves. But at the end of the day, boiling it down, we've shown we can win in all three phases of the game. And in the, you know, we'd like to match, you know, get them all out there clicking on all cylinders. But they didn't turn the ball over with the exception of the one interception right before the half. And then, you know, to hold on to the rock and be able to just manage through a tough game, you've got to be able to win something like that. And we were able to do it as a team. So we're on to the next one, and we'll continue to try to get better.
Talk about that next one, the Governor's Cup for in-state bragging rights, a chance to go 2-0 in-state against Brown, a Brown team that's playing their opener. So how tough to prepare for somebody that you haven't seen? And then why is this game so important for you in the state?
Well, the game's so important because it's the Governor's Cup. I mean, it really is a, you know, as you always know, you've got public school and private school, and there's a, you know, competitive piece there. And I think we represent, you know, the blue collar nature of this state, and, you know, represent the people that are looking at that score very, you know, very interestingly. You know, we feel uneasy about going into a game where they have not put anything on tape since 2019, and we found a way to win that game 31-28, you know, right down to the wire. We had some really phenomenal players on the offensive side. So, you know, those games are rivalry games. Funny things happen in those games. And, you know, right now the series, since it's been kept record as the Governor's Cup, I believe was tied at 19-19. So we got an opportunity to go one step up, but if we didn't doing so, we would be matching a, you know, the longest win streak in our school's history of 3 in a row, which is the most it's ever been. So my point being is anything can happen in this game. It's going to be emotional. They're going to be ready, and we've got to be able to play our best game to go ahead and go down there again and get a W.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for your time today. Good luck on Saturday. Hope you get that Governor's Cup, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.